Mental health experts estimate there has been, on average, one suicide a month in Ketchikan since the beginning of the year. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, a mental health provider in the city is attempting to reverse that trend by holding a suicide prevention town hall meeting tonight.
The National Institute of Mental Health estimates there are approximately 11 suicides per 100,000 people in the U.S. each year. In recent months, Ketchikan has been averaging one suicide per month, with another 3 to 4 attempted suicides on top of that. According to Gateway Center for Human Services, Ketchikan's main mental health provider. Gateway psychologist Catherine Pacey says the Centers for Disease Control would define what is happening in Ketchikan as a suicide cluster.
Suicide clusters are thought to occur two different ways. One is in response to suicides, and one is in response to traumatic death. So, you know, in sort of like a domino effect. One thing leads to another.
Gateway Board Chairperson Nancy Teagy says the rate of suicides in recent months caught the attention of the Gateway Board.
Several months ago, it sort of got on the radar of the board that there was something happening in this community that was not normal.
Teagy says suicides have been reported in various age groups in Ketchikan.
Our community right now is, well, we're feeling it in the teen area, it's more, we're having it everywhere. So in all generations, all walks of life.
Concern over the suicide rate caused Gateway to organize a suicide prevention town hall meeting. Pacey says Gateway has 4 goals that it is looking to accomplish with the town hall.
One is to identify that we are experiencing what can be defined as a suicide cluster. The second is that we raise awareness for suicide prevention. The third is that we create a task force to address suicide prevention in our area. And the fourth is that the goal tonight is to raise community awareness and to help the community join together to become a part of the solution for suicide prevention measures.
The CDC says people are at particular risk of suicide if they have friends or relatives who have committed suicide. They in the past have attempted suicide. They have a history of mental illness, particularly bouts with depression, or they have a limited support network. Those risk factors can be compounded by recent trauma, fights with significant others, or major changes in life circumstances. The Suicide Town Hall will be held tonight at 6 o'clock at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.